Keeping Shabbos. It was late Friday afternoon when Reb Pesha the Balagola arrived in Lubavitch with his passengers. It was already past Lichtzinden time when Reb Pesach hurried to drop off the last of his passengers at their lodgings. During the following week, on one of his daily excursions to the outskirts of the city, the Rebbe Maharash passed Reb Pesha, who was fixing his wagon. The Rebbe asked his coachman to stop, then called over Reb Pesha and tugged his ears. Rebbe, said Reb Pesha, I surely deserve it, but I would like to know why. Rebbe Maharash responded, it can happen that you arrive late on Erev Shabbos, but why did you have to drop off each passenger at his host? You should have left them all in one spot and let everyone pick up their baggage after Shabbos. Chassidus explains that on Shabbos there is greater revelation of Elikus, comparable to standing before a king in his inner chamber, where one must be completely nullified and abstain from all work. Only during the week, when we are outside the palace, are we expected to fulfill the king's wishes and build the world. The celebrated Chassid Reb Hillel Paritcher once arrived in a town where some Yidden kept their stores open on Shabbos. Deeply disturbed, he called all the store owners for a meeting, at which he explained to them why they should close their businesses on that day. They all agreed, but on one condition, that he persuade a particular wealthy man, their most formidable competitor, to close his business too, on Shabbos. Reb Hillel summoned the rich man to come, but to no avail. He called for him a second and third time, but he did not make an appearance. Reb Hillel remained in the town for Shabbos. In the course of the day, that rich man suddenly felt a sharp, piercing pain in his stomach. The pain grew so intense that he screamed. His wife, suspecting that this was connected to his disrespect for Reb Hillel, quickly ran to ask him for a bracha. To her surprise, Reb Hillel remained silent. Thinking that he was hesitant to wish Refuah Shleima on Shabbos in the spirit of the halacha, the people present turned to him and begged it that he should wish her instead Shabbos Yimili Zoyk Refuah Kreva Lavoy. It is Shabbos when it is forbidden to cry out, but healing will come soon. But Reb Hillel still remained silent. The woman left empty-handed and her husband's pain worsened. On Matzah Shabbos, when Reb Hillel was sitting with Chassidim from Lava Malka, the door burst open. The businessman's wife stood there crying, begging Reb Hillel to have rachmanis and bless her husband with a refuah shleima. Reb Hillel turned to her and said, Shabbos imilizoik refuah kreiva lavoi. The chassidim wondered, why now, after Shabbos, was he saying this? Reb Hillel explained, Shabbos imilizoik, if Shabbos stops screaming in distress, then a refuah kreiva lavoi, the healing will come speedily. Go tell him that if he promises in the presence of three people that he will close his business on Shabbos, he will be healed. Three chassidim stood up and went to his home, where the man gave his word that his store would be closed on Shabbos. His suffering immediately eased. Within a short time he was completely healthy, and the Kedusha of Shabbos was restored to the town. One Shabbos, a fire broke out in the vacant home of Yosef ben Simoi, the Roman emperor's treasurer. A squad of soldiers was promptly dispatched to put out the flames. But because of his respect for Shabbos, Yosef did not let them act, though they were acting of their own accord. Immediately, rain began to pour, and the fire was extinguished. After Shabbos, he sent the soldiers compensation for their efforts. Without forewarning, one of the wealthy Yidden residing in Yerushalayim began rapidly losing his riches, until he reached a point of dire straits. One of his acquaintances went to Reb Shlomo of Zvil to ask for Yeshua. Said the tzaddik, had this man not thought about his business matters on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he would not have lost his possessions. When the former wealthy Yid heard what the tzaddik had said, he admitted, the Rebbe is correct. I used to do business with Arabic dealers on Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, and would therefore plan these transactions during the afternoon hours on the holy days. From then on, the Yid stopped doing this, and his financial situation improved. When the Friedrich Rebbe was imprisoned in Shpalerke, he received his Shabbos clothing, which were sent from his home on Erev Shabbos. After dressing himself, the Rebbe checked the pockets, as one should on every Erev Shabbos, to ensure that he would not carry outdoors. In his pants pocket, he found a slip of paper which he had received on the Matzah Shabbos prior to his imprisonment. The paper contained information that could harm him, were it to reach the hands of the investigators. The Rebbe immediately destroyed it and was thus saved.